July 21, 1 Kings 18, 1-20, Elijah before Ahab. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. 1 Kings 18, 18. Through the long years of drought and famine, Elijah prayed earnestly that the hearts of Israel might be turned from idolatry to allegiance to God. Patiently the prophet waited while the hand of the Lord rested heavily on the stricken land. At last, after many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. The king and the prophet stood face to face. Though Ahab is filled with passionate hatred, yet in the presence of Elijah he seems unmanned, powerless. In his first faltering words, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? He unconsciously reveals the inmost feelings of his heart. Ahab knew that it was by the word of God that the heavens had become as brass, yet he sought to cast upon the prophet the blame for the heavy judgments resting on the land. Standing in conscious innocence before Ahab, Elijah makes no attempt to excuse himself or to flatter the king, nor does he seek to evade the king's wrath by the good news that the drought is almost over. He has no apology to offer. Indignant and jealous for the honor of God, he casts back the imputation of Ahab, fearlessly declaring to the king that it is his sins and the sins of his fathers that have brought upon Israel this terrible calamity. Today there is need of the voice of stern rebuke, for grievous sins have separated the people from God. The smooth sermons so often preached make no lasting impression. The trumpet does not give a certain sound. Men are not cut to the heart by the plain, sharp truths of God's word. God calls for men like Elijah, Nathan, and John the Baptist, men who will bear his message with faithfulness, regardless of the consequences, men who will speak the truth bravely, though it call for the sacrifice of all they have.